Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is and which was and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. Congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 415, the stanzas 8 and 9. Turn thou unto me in mercy, have compassion on my soul. I am sore distressed and lonely, waves of trouble over me roll. And what follows, Psalter 415, the stanzas 8 and 9. the portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Ephesians 6. First, the 12 articles of our Catholic undoubted Christian faith. I believe in God the Father Almighty, a maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead and buried, he descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost. I believe in Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Ephesians 6. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Servants, be obedient to them that are your masters according to the flesh, with fear and trembling, in singleness of your heart, as unto Christ. Not with eye service as men pleasers, but as the servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart, with good will doing service as to the Lord and not to men, and knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same shall he receive of the Lord, whether he be bond or free. And ye masters, do the same things unto them, forbearing threatening, knowing that your master also is in heaven. Neither is there respect of persons with him. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints, and for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak, but that ye also may know my affairs and how I do. Tychius, a beloved brother and faithful minister in the Lord, I shall make known to you all things, whom I have sent unto you for the same purpose, that ye might know our affairs, and that he might comfort your hearts. Peace be to the brethren, and love with faith from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be with all them that love our Lord Jesus Christ in sincerity. Amen. Let us try to ask the Lord for a blessing. Our Lord of the heavens and of the earth, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, when thou wast granted in thy goodness and in thy mercy, that once more on this Lord's Day, the doors of thy house may be opened, and we may gather round about thy word and eternal testimony, that it might not be evil in thy most holy sight, that we as poor sinners, that we attempt to open our mouth and call upon thy thrice holy name, then it is so necessary each time by renewal that thou granteth deep impressions unto whom we draw nigh, where thou art high, glorious, majestic, lifted up, and where the prophet of old was given to see those cherubims, that they have cried out, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts." Also an impression of whom we are and whom we remain. Ah, Lord, we are poor sinners, and we can confess it with our lips, but thou hast a people upon the earth that learn that it is so, but thou also hast a people upon the earth who have become the poor and the needy sinner, who have a rich God and a rich Savior, and where they may be given to experience that the storehouses of the greater Joseph, that they are so overflowing, and that thou shalt not become greater by holding in, and thou can never become less by giving out. Ah, Lord, we humbly beg of thee that those storehouses, that they may be opened liberally in this evening hour, and that there may be those thou knowest how that each and every one has come up to thy house. Ah, may there have been those souls that have come up with empty sacks, all with the confession of their sins, their transgressions, their unthankfulness, their lukewarmness, can even be their deadness, but yet a looking up unto thee, and with an earnest desire that they may be filled with thy mercy and goodness possible through the meritorial work of Jesus Christ. Lord, do bless thy holy word. Thou wast written in thy word that by the foolishness of preaching that thou wilt save some. May that take place in this evening hour. May we be given to ask great things, an eternal wonder, when one sinner, a boy or girl, a youth, an older one, may be born again. But, ah, Lord, grant a richer outpouring of thy Holy Spirit in the latter days of the earth, where thy judgments are hanging so low upon this world. Wilt thou remember thy people? May they be granted that true saving faith to look outside of themselves upon that good shepherd who was given himself, that his sheep may be saved. Bless the manifold means of grace in the church. Help the consistory to that end, who was sufficient unto these things. Wilt thou grant many Aaron's and hers. Help fathers and mothers with the instruction of their children in the aforesaid doctrine, as they have also promised when their children have received the sign and the seal of the covenant, and may it be accompanied with much prayer and with a godly example. Bless thy word in the midst of our Christian school. We commend unto thee the school board, the administration, the teachers, the students. Wilt thou grant traveling mercies? Wilt thou remember us as a congregation? And then we commend unto thee the families that are considering perhaps to move to another place. May they be found much and oftentimes on their knees, begging of thee that thou may guide, that thou may lead, that thou may be the pillar of fire and the pillar of cloud that goes before them. We commend thy church over the length and the breadth of the earth unto thee. Wilt thou continue to uphold the persecuted church, much suffering, distress, and death. May they be given to look unto their King and experience thy special hand. Remember all mission work. Remember also our mission field, thy servants and the team. Wilt thou grant a church worker for our mission field, servants for thy vineyard, and teachers for our Christian schools. Wilt thou remember the Jewish people? May that veil hastily be taken off, that they may be given to own and worship Thee, the dear Son of God, as the Messiah, who has come in the fullness of time to save his people. Remember our poor nation. Remember all in high authority, and Lord, do remember our province, where in the coming weeks that a new premier shall be chosen. We humbly ask thee, may it be carried upon the wings of prayer, that thou may give a man that is great respect for thy holy word and for thy law, a man that has learned to bow his knees and to ask thee for wisdom and understanding. Wilt thou remember the governments of the cities, of the towns, also of this town? May it please thee to pour out thy spirit upon our community. And Lord, wilt thou grant unto thy church under all the blessings, and in the serious times that we live in, that there may that be that repentance, a turning from our evil and worldly way, and a turning unto thy word. We commend unto thee the many needy ones. Remember all under the physician's care, different circumstances, tiredness of the body and of the mind, continual pain, a father with a dreaded disease, and all the different circumstances are known unto thee, with all the relatives under different circumstances in hospitals and under the physician's care. Remember the crosses, the burdens. Remember all the mourning ones. Also that mourning family that is awaiting for official confirmation that the funeral may take place. Wilt thou uphold and wilt thou remember them? Remember the elderly ones. Remember the handicapped ones. Remember the family circles, O Lord. Wilt thou grant in these times where the love of many is waxing cold because of the increase of iniquity, that love may abound in the midst of our family circles, between husband and wife, parents and children, gathering around thy holy word. And where it is different, wilt thou grant repentance, a bowing of the knees, while it can yet and while it may yet, and what has been separated, bring it together according to thy institution. Lord, remember all those that are struggling with temptations and addictions, yet a speaking conscience, knowing how wrong, how sinful, and detrimental it is. But, Lord, the power of sin and the temptations of the devil, may they be given to oftentimes bow their knees. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil with a profound impression, not in their own strength, but through thee alone. Lord, we humbly beg of thee for thy spirit in speaking and in listening. May it please thee to grant thy blessing. May it be a good service. May it be an unforgettable service. and that it may be a service for the coming of thy kingdom and the glory of thy great and worthy name, and that with a confession, forfeited, undeserved, sinned away. But, ah, Lord, thou hast said in thy word that I do it not for your sake, but I do it for my great name's sake. May it so please thee to glorify thy name in the midst of us and our dear children, hastening to that never-ending eternity. Pardon us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name, amen. Psalter 300, the stanzas 9 through 13. O God, the Lord, for thy name's sake, let me of thy good grace partake. My need is great, and great thou art, to heal my wounded, stricken heart, and what follows. Psalter 300, the stanzas 9 through 13. in this evening hour with the help of the Lord. We wish to ask your attention for our Heidelberg Catechism, Lord's Day 52, the question and answer 127, which is the sixth petition, answer, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil, that is, as since we are so weak in ourselves that we cannot stand a moment, and besides this, as since our mortal enemies, the devil, the world, and our own flesh, cease not to assault us, do thou therefore preserve and strengthen us by the power of thy Holy Spirit, that we may not be overcome in this spiritual warfare, but constantly and strenuously may resist our foes till at last we obtain a complete victory. Our text words speak of the sixth petition, which speaks of a holy warfare, with three thoughts in the first place: a holy warfare with confessed weakness, secondly, a holy warfare with mortal enemies, and thirdly, a holy warfare imploring divine help. The sixth petition, which speaks of a holy warfare, with confessed weakness, a holy warfare with mortal enemies, and a holy warfare imploring divine help. Thus first, a holy warfare with confessed weakness. Beloved congregation, when in this evening hour we are called upon to consider the sixth petition, then we read that the sixth petition that begins the same way as the fifth petition, and that is with that word "and," that is a co-joining word. Thus then the sixth petition also has reference and connection to the fifth petition. And then we may also see it, because in the fifth petition, then we have heard proof of the sincerity of the fifth petition: forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. That is one proof of the sincerity. And then the second proof is, and lead us not into temptation, that there may be a hating and a fleeing of sin, as we read in Lord's Day number 33, concerning the true conversion of man, a godly sorrow, that we have provoked God by our sins, and a hating and a fleeing of the same, but also the resurrection of the new man, that it is a holy joy in God through Christ, and a delight to live according to all the commandments. Then when we read that word "and," and lead us not into temptation, And then the fifth petition, that speaks of the justification of a sinner to be acquitted of guilt and to receive a right to eternal life. And now the sixth petition, that speaks of sanctification with that vehement desire to live holy before the Lord, to benefits which Christ has merited for his people. They must be distinguished. 'Tis the work of the Holy Spirit in the heart of the true child of God that he may be given to distinguish those two benefits, but they can and may never be separated. Then also this petition that separates the precious from the vile, because in the true work of the Lord, then they need him not only as priest to receive a right to enter heaven, the pardoning of their sins, but they desire him also as their king, because he is a king so worthy to be served. Then that word "and," the instructor, the child of God, they learn by experience that it is a bitter thing to sin against the just and good-doing God, the Lord's displeasure. Many examples in the Bible. We have read Psalm 51 together, and that the sheep of the good shepherd shall experience a blessed place to be close to the shepherd, to receive instruction, encouragement, comfort, and correction, and that it is a better thing to wander from the shepherd. I read in 1 Corinthians 6, verse 20, "For ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's." Thus this sixth petition, that is a proof of a close and a tender life. When we read, "And lead us not into temptation," then that word temptation, that is used in different ways in the scriptures. I read in Genesis 22 that the Lord has tempted Abram, but that was not tempting for evil. Then we must understand it that the Lord has tried Abram, his faith, and for the church of God in that trial, that the Lord's honor may shine forth in their lives. I read in 1 Peter 1 verse 6 that there is a needs be, and in verse 7 that the trial of your faith, being found more precious than gold that perisheth, though tried with fire, be found to the honor and praise and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Thus when we read that the Lord tempts his people, that is in the way of trial, and that they may learn by this work of the Spirit to exercise that patience in the way of tribulation. But in the sixth petition, then that word temptation, that refers to be tempted to commit evil. In the scripture, then the Satan, the devil, then he is called the tempter. And now when we read that the church is given to pray, and it is a blessing also for a child of God when this petition may have a special place in their prayers, where they learn more and more that they cannot stand for a moment, and that according to 1 Peter 1 verse 5, that they must be kept by the power of God. And then when we read, and lead us not into temptation, then we must not understand that petition in the absolute sense of the word, that the child of God is praying that no temptation shall come upon them, because Christ, in his high priestly prayer in John 17, has not prayed that they must be taken out of the world, but that they may be kept from evil. Thus this petition, in the context of the third petition, insofar that it pleases the Lord, then this temptation, this prayer, that is a petition that they may be given to recognize the temptations, because the enemies are so sly, and further, that when the temptation comes, that in the strength of the Lord, that they may remain standing. Thus this petition that speaks of a warfare in the life of the church. And now we must understand it rightly, that we deceive not ourselves, because especially when we are under the external administration of the covenant, brought up under the truth, then there shall be a warfare, I hope so, a great warfare in our lives, when we may still have a tender and speaking conscience, and the temptations, they are so subtle, and the bait seems so sweet, and then with a conscience that knows what is right and wrong, what a warfare and what a struggle there can be in the lives of young and old. It is possible that in this evening that there are people among young and old, that in church, that they are sitting in their bench with a guilty conscience, thinking of the week gone by, perhaps places that they have visited where we do not belong, songs that we have listened to, things that we have seen with our eyes, that in this evening hour, that there are people that think to themselves, what a hypocrite I am, that I sit neatly, we hope modestly in church, and yet that I do those things. Maybe there are those in this evening that have thought, is it now really proper for such a hypocrite that does those things during the week, give in to temptation, hopefully, prayed much, maybe even promised, and still continue, whether it is really right for such a one as I am, as a hypocrite, to come to church, that perhaps you have even considered, I better stay home. But young and old, is that now a solution? No, that is not the solution. Then you must come much on your knees and pray this petition, thus not to stay home from church, but that you may refrain from sinning, learning that no strength in ourselves, that we need a higher hand, and that we are given to pray this petition, and lead us and not into temptation, in our Heidelberg Catechism than it is in the context of gratitude of one that has experienced the pardoning of their sins. It is in the way of sanctification. And how does the church now learn this petition? That is learned in the way of experience. That is learned in the way of further uncovering. That is learned in the way of slipping and falling. Which is the sixth petition? Answer. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. That is, since we are so weak in ourselves that we cannot stand a moment. And that is what the living child, the true sheep of the good shepherd, also when they have been restored by renewal, that is a confession that they learn and are given to confess with sorrowful tears, that after receiving so much good, that they still commit so much evil. Thus, our text words speaks of a warring church. Young people, we have learned that the church of Jesus Christ, that is in two parts. Then it is the militant church, that is the church here below, with the warfare against that triple-headed enemy. But oh, the church triumphant, they are above the strife. They are given to glorify the Lord forever and ever with their soul. And on the great day of judgment, then body and soul, oh, here below, the church is given a sword. But in the last day of their life, on the great day of judgment, then that sword shall be exchanged for a crown and for a palm branch of victory. Lead us not into temptation. When we read this petition, then there are those that are in a special way, and we are all in the danger of temptation, and especially in our day, were the temptations when we were young, there were also temptations, but nothing compared to our day, and who are now in great danger, especially great danger of being tempted. That in the first place are those that are ignorant. I read in Hosea 4 verse 6, my people are destroyed because of lack of knowledge. And I read of the tribe of Issachar, that it was a tribe that had understanding of the times. And now concerning in relationship to the temptations, then it is necessary that we are instructed. The Indians, many years, they had their bows and arrows. But when the white man has come with their guns, then they had to change the way that they have fought us. In the first place, the ignorant. In the second place, the proud. Those that think that they are strong, that they can withstand the temptations. We have the example of Peter. Christ has lovingly warned him what would take place. Ah, Peter has said, was on account of that love. Let us add that in this evening, that we make a separation between the warfare of the unconverted and the warfare of the true child of God than for the unconverted can be upbringing, a speaking conscience, fear of being found out, shame, fear of punishment. Does not mean that it's excluded in the life of the true child of God. For a David, it was surely also fear of being found out. He tried to cover up his sins. But what is now the main difference with that holy warfare of a child of God? Then there is that love. The love for the Lord, love for the Savior, love for His Word, love for His house, the love for His honor. Thus the proud and those that think that they can stand themselves. And there are very many among such in our midst. And then we only have to think of open internet. There have been fathers that have told me that he says, but our family does not do those things. Then I tell them, then you are better than I. And what do you believe concerning our confession that through our deep fallen Adam, we have fallen so deeply, so depraved. We have always said with the television that we have not so good control of the knob. Thus, in the second place, the proud. In the third place, the unloved. And what a blessing and what a privilege it is when there is love in the family circles, and that fathers and mothers, young people, that your parents, that they set rules, also concerning the temptations. But when love is missing in a family circle, when children are given to see that between husband and wife, there is not that love and that care, then eventually, sooner or later, because we all desire love, and then we shall seek it elsewhere, and usually in wrong places. In the fourth place, very dangerous, liable for temptation, when we are downcast and discouraged, think of Elijah the prophet. In the fifth place, the lonely ones. Of course, we need our times alone. That is necessary in this busy life. And with all the technology, that there are times that we put it aside, of course, completely aside on the Lord's Day, but also during the week, that we have time to ourselves. We may be given to read, given to meditate upon that one thing needful, all a lonely sheep, that shall become a prey of the wolf. In the sixth place, then those that have a very covetous heart, that want to become very rich. Think of Achan. When Jericho was destroyed, then he was given to see that silver, that gold, that garment from Babylon, and he has taken it while it belonged to the Lord. And then in the seventh place, when we are idle, we have the example of David, that he has fallen into great sin. Let us first sing. Psalter 92, the stanzas 6 and 7. My foes with joy my woe survey, but thou, O Lord, hast seen it all. Oh, be no longer far away, nor silent when on thee I call. And what follows, Psalter 92, the stanzas 6 and 7. The sixth petition, which speaks of a holy warfare. a holy warfare with confessed weakness. And now secondly, a holy warfare with mortal enemies. Paul has written to Timothy in 2 Timothy 2 verse 3, thou therefore endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. We read in our answer, and besides this, since our mortal enemies, you know, boys and girls, what enemies are. What are now mortal enemies? That is an enemy that shall not be satisfied till he has put us to death. Thus, not only an enemy that is satisfied that we are greatly wounded, become crippled, but an enemy that shall not give up till we are dead. And now those mortal enemies, that in the first place, then the instructor has mentioned the devil. And that devil, to say it simply, we read in Genesis 3 verse 15, that his head would be bruised. And that has taken place on the cross of Calvary. Thus then the devil is a defeated and wounded enemy, where Christ has robbed him of many of his subjects. Then to make it clear for our boys and girls, if we are on a pathway and we meet a bear, then we shall immediately turn around, hopefully that bear will let us go. But now if we meet a bear that has been robbed of her cubs, and when such a bear is wounded, then how angry such a bear is. And that is now a picture of the devil. And the devil has more than 6,000 years experience. We read of the work of the devil in Revelation 12, that the devil is called a dragon and has waited when the woman has brought forth a child, but that child was taken up into heaven, and the devil was cast out of heaven. And then the devil has come to assault the seed of the woman. Then how necessary, because when we read in our petition, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil, then that word evil in the Greek, that can also be translated as the evil one. And the tactics of the devil are manifold, because he can tempt in the way of evil, but also in the way of religion, because it does not matter to the devil how that we go lost. And he can also come forth as an angel of light to deceive the children of men. Then in the second place, then the world is mentioned. Boys and girls, we call those three enemies the triple-headed enemy. And concerning the world, 1 John 2 verse 16, for all that is of the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but of the world. And to that end, then it is so indispensable for us and our children that we continually search the Word of God, because we are surrounded, bombarded with worldly thoughts that place man on the center and even that reject the Holy Word of God. And then subconsciously, slowly but surely, then the worldly way of thinking shall creep into the church. That is evident in so many churches where they have departed so far from God's holy word. Also concerning the institution of marriage between one man and one woman. To that end, I read in 2 Corinthians 7 verse 16, be separate and come out from among them. Then separation, isolation, that is the strength of the church. And now the third enemy, and our own flesh, that is the enemy within. And that makes it also dangerous to make it simple for the boys and girls. Let us picture a city with high and strong walls, with very strong doors that are surrounded by a great enemy that are trying to conquer and enter that city. But that city is so strong that they cannot enter. But now in that city, if there was now one that agreed with the enemy, that had connection, that communicated with the enemy, and even if there was one in the city that was together with those enemies, and he had the key to open those gates, then our boys and girls can understand what a danger that city would be in. And now we must understand that the devil, he has much power, but he cannot force us to sin. But he works upon our will through the median of our understanding, our imagination, and our passions. Thus, that is the greatest enemy, our third thought. A holy warfare, imploring divine help. Cease not to assault us. Do thou therefore preserve and strengthen us. We read in this petition, lead us not into temptation. By renewal, that word us. Thus not only a prayer personally, but for our families, and for the church. And that is so necessary also concerning our dear youth. This happened, and it happens, that young people were planning to do something very wrong, but that there was a child of God bound upon the heart in the inner chamber, begging the Lord to keep, and that the Lord has hindered in wonderful ways. Thus lead us not into temptation. Do thou therefore preserve and strengthen us by the power of thy Holy Spirit. Then the instructors also concerning the three petitions, concerning our needs, are given to speak of a triune God. And when we speak of the works of one person, that never excludes the other two, but concerning the fourth, speaks especially of the Father's providence, the fifth, the redeeming work of the Son, and the forgiveness of the sins of his people. And now when this petition, not excluding the Father and the Son, because concerning this warfare, then it speaks in a special way of the kingship of Jesus Christ, that he is King of kings and Lord of lords, and that he is everything in his hand. Then in this petition, the last Lord's Day of our Heidelberg Catechism, then already in Lord's Day number 1, the instructors have spoken and so delivers me from the power of the devil, that without the will of my Heavenly Father, not a hair can fall from my head. And now by renewal in this Lord's Day, oh, it is a holy warfare in the life of a child of God. Do thou therefore preserve and strengthen us by the power of the Holy Spirit. We have read together out of Ephesians 6, and there is spoken to the church, put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. And there then Paul has admonished the church to put on that spiritual armor. Oh, that is an armor which Christ has merited for his church and which is given unto the church. And then they need to be taught by the Holy Spirit in the use of that armor. And then it is especially stressed that it is so necessary that there is much unceasing prayer concerning the temptations, concerning that triple-headed enemy. Do thou therefore preserve and strengthen us by the power of thy Holy Spirit. Then it is implied that we are called upon to use the means. If we do not prayerfully use the means, then how in truth and sincerity can we and our children pray this prayer? And then let me ask you, congregation, how is it with the internet, with open internet, when we even carry it in our pockets? How can we honestly and sincerely, fathers and mothers, pray this petition? How can a dear wife expect her dear husband to be kept from porn when he carries it in his pocket? How can our youth believe that their parents are really concerned about them and about the temptations when they are given open internet? I read in Hosea 13 verse 9, O Israel, thou hast destroyed thyself, but in me is thy help found. The Lord knows how many in the church in this evening have become addicted to porn. Maybe wives. Maybe this evening when you go to bed, you can honestly ask your husband concerning that matter. How many marriages have been destroyed? And how many shall be destroyed? And therefore, may we do what our hand finds to do before we destroy ourselves, and then using the means, not to trust in the means itself, but that the means may be used accompanied with this petition, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil, that we may not be overcome in the spiritual warfare. Maybe there are those, maybe quite a few, that have to confess in this evening, but I have been overcome, maybe an idle moment, curiosity, but the Lord says, with me is thy help found, thus to be given to repent and to use the means, that we may not be overcome in this spiritual warfare, but constantly and strenuously, as it tells us, it remains a battle. And as we come closer to the end of the time of the world, shall become more difficult for the church. But the calling, but constantly and strenuously may resist our foes. Thus that implies the using of the means. We pray this petition and do not honestly and faithfully use the means, then it is nothing but mockery. And all for the church of God. They can become weary of that warfare. That they have to say, Lord, shall it now never come to an end? And especially with that evil within that flesh. What a struggle it is. What a blessing it is when the church may strenuously resist. Not to seek peace, not to compromise for peace's sake. The church can seem an easier way, but we shall not experience the blessing of the Lord. And then the instructors have added, till at last, not said if at last, not a perhaps or a maybe, but for the true church of God, then the victory is sure. Oh, it is true. For a child of God can be with many arrows wounded, but till at last we obtain a complete victory. That shall be with their last breath. And then it shall be what a Job has said in Job 3 verse 17. There the wicked cease from troubling and there the weary be at rest. And Paul has written, when he was in prison, soon to be put to death, to his spiritual son Timothy, in 2 Timothy 4, the verses 7 and 8, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Thenceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at the last day, and not only to me, but unto all them, and there lies the separation for the true people of God. And then in this evening, then we may examine, we must examine ourselves concerning the last words of what Paul has said. And we all know what our heart goes out after and whom we love. But unto all them that love his appearing, amen. Let us close. Our Lord, what a necessary petition for each and every one of us. And may that petition, may it receive a bigger place in our prayers, with a profound impression that we and our dear children, that we live in a time of so many temptations, and that Satan has but a short time. To that end, Lord, may we and our family circles be given to faithfully do what our hand finds to do. And Lord, for those that have become overcome in a special way, may their eyes be upon thee, and wilt thou grant deliverance. We may commence another week. Then we commend unto thee the mothers at home with the children. Remember the mothers with the unborn. Remember at work. Remember on the way. Remember at school. In a special way, watch over our youth who are studying in institutions of higher learning, where the temptations are so manifold, and especially when we are young, not easy to stand alone, but, oh Lord, with thy help, may they be given to be as a Daniel. Wilt thou keep us from harm and danger? Wilt thou guide our thoughts, our words, and our deeds? Wilt thou bless the labor of our hands? Wilt thou grant health, strength, courage, and joy concerning our labors, whatever our hand is called to do? Wilt thou further help the farmers with the harvesting of their crops? Wilt thou now graciously bring us to our homes? Wilt thou watch over us in the night before us, that we may experience that thou art the faithful keeper Israel, who neither slumbers nor sleeps? Lord, we may thank thee for another Lord's Day, for each and every one of us. Then it is one Lord's Day less here below. Oh, another soul's market day, oh Lord. Wilt thou work lovingly and irresistibly by thy Spirit in the hearts of young and old. There is still room in the sheepfold of thy dear Son. Thou hast said, other sheep I have, which are not of this sheepfold, them I also must bring. They shall hear my voice, and there shall be one shepherd and one fold. Lord, glorify thy name. Pardon us of all of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen. Our closing psalter, Psalter 77, and let us sing the stanzas 1 and 5. O Lord, by thee delivered, I thee with songs extol. My foes thou hast not suffered in glory over my fall. And what follows, Psalter 77, the stanzas 1 and 5. Receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.